The largest seizure of ultra-deadly fentanyl in Delaware history has led to the convictions of four dealers in a statewide network, including the ring's leader. WHYY's Chris Barrish reports on the evidence disclosed during the week-long trial of Dwayne Fountain.
Federal and local investigators tracked the trail of drugs from a Mexican cartel and other suppliers to Delaware, and in 2023 seized about 35 pounds of fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and meth. Federal prosecutors say the 10-plus pounds of fentanyl was the largest seizure in state history. Agents also found about a half pound of xylazine, an animal sedative known on the streets as Trank, that puts users in a zombie-like state and can cause severe skin infections. The trail led to Dwayne Fountain, who had been sentenced to 10 years behind bars in the mid-90s in Pennsylvania for dealing cocaine.
Mr. Fountain was always asking his supplier for stronger and stronger and stronger fentanyl. He would add adulterants like xylazine and others. He had a recipe for fentanyl in his house, sort of what to add to it to make his particular product. And then after he would add the adulterants, he would repackage it and he would distribute it out throughout the state.
That's Assistant U.S. Attorney Jennifer Welsh, who prosecuted Fountain. A jury convicted the 54-year-old man last month. Three other men, including his cousin, previously pleaded guilty to related drug charges. Welsh said Fountain knew he was peddling addiction and possible death, but knew how to cut his drugs to attract customers and avoid fatal overdoses. In one text message to his supplier,
he said he wanted his fentanyl to be strong enough to kill an elephant.
Defense attorney Todd Fiore had no comment about his client Fountain, who faces 10 years to life in federal prison at a sentencing later this year. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barrish, WHYY News.